Recounts in the race for Chief Justice of the North Carolina Supreme Court are almost done. Republican Paul Newby maintains a slight lead over Democratic incumbent Sherry Beasley. Rusty Jacobs reports the final outcome could have major implications for how state courts operate during the pandemic.
Like it or not, Sherry Beasley's tenure as Chief Justice will be defined in large part by her response to COVID-19.
I have indeed entered emergency directives to try to keep our court employees and our court leaders and judges and district attorneys safe.
The court's first African-American female Chief Justice spoke at a candidate forum that aired in August on UNC-TV. Beasley's orders curtailed court operations, including suspending jury trials. County courts may now resume jury trials once their plans have been approved by the State Administrative Office of the courts. At the August forum, Paul Newby said he would cede more control to local authorities.
The way that the judges, Superior Court, District Court judges react, and they should be given the responsibility to figure out what's best for them.
That concerns Rick Glazier. Glazier is executive director of the North Carolina Justice Center, a progressive advocacy organization, and he's an appointee of Beasley's serving on two state commissions.
Particularly as we're seeing a nationwide, incredible, almost exponential surge of cases, and the procedures that the Chief Justice has put in place not only need to be maintained, I think, but are going to have to be enhanced for a while.
Chief justices wear many hats. They pick the head of the administrative office of the courts, appoint the three-judge panels that preside over redistricting cases, and, as noted by Republican and former Associate Justice Bob Orr, they advocate for court funding when lawmakers negotiate budget plans.
When you consider that the court is reviewing decisions by the General Assembly, it's a really delicate line that the Chief Justice has to walk.
Orr says partisanship would not unduly influence the selection of judges for redistricting cases, an issue of importance as the GOP-controlled state legislature prepares to draw new maps following the 2020 census.
It shouldn't be viewed in a partisan lens, and whoever the Chief Justice is will try and put three good trial judges to, you know, make the best decision they can.
In assembling the panels, chief justices must consult the state's Conference of Superior Court Judges and select judges from different parts of the state. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.